Well, praise God. Amen. You should be already blessed. Do you feel like you've been in heaven? Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up the people in Aurora, Lord. We don't know them, Lord, but you do. We ask for your mercy on those who have died and on their families, Lord. We ask the peace, Lord, to be upon these families and all the people who are involved. We just give you praise and honor and glory. Satan is not going to get the glory, but you're going to do marvelous and miracle-working things up there, Lord, and it's going to cause them to realize that there is a resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that you're waiting, Jesus, for everybody to call upon you, Lord, to call upon your Comforter. And so we ask the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, to comfort that whole area up there, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, everybody, if you'll just pray in the Spirit right now, hallelujah, quietly. I thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your righteousness, for your mercy, for your love, for the power of your Holy Spirit, the gifts of your Holy Spirit, your glory in this place tonight, Lord. We just give you praise and thank you for the faith that you have given us. Right now, we exercise that faith. We take authority over Satan, principalities and powers, sickness and disease, works of the flesh, and we are free tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you free? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk about walking in the Spirit tonight. And when you walk in the Spirit, you can only have two confessions as far as I'm concerned. The things you are dead to and the things you are alive to. That's what you should be confessing. That will get you to walk in the Spirit. And we'll talk about some scriptures here tonight. So if you want to walk in the Spirit, you're dead to sin. You're dead to disease and sickness. You were healed 2,000 years ago. Thursday, I walked out in my garage, and I had a pain come on me on this side over here, and I just said, Jesus took this. Before I could count to one, it was gone. So the point I'm trying to say is we need to learn to have what we're alive to, what we're dead to, and that should be our confession, amen? And you'll walk in the Spirit that way. The Spirit wants to guide you into victory, amen? Hallelujah. So turn, if you would, in your Bibles to Galatians. We'll start there. Galatians, if you would, Steve, 5, 16, and 17. Says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you're going to walk in the Spirit, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the, there's a war going on against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. God wants you to know tonight, if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you got to be walking in the Spirit by not agreeing with the flesh, but saying you're dead to sin. And because Jesus took our sin, right? And Jesus took our disease. So 2,000 years ago, we were healed. So we're not going to bother with healing, trying to work ourselves into healing because we were healed. We're gonna have the victory because of the death of Jesus Christ, because when he went in the grave, sin went with him, sickness went with him, disease went with him, and so you are dead to sin. So that's your confession. So if you're going to walk in the Spirit, You want to confess you're dead to sin and you're alive to Jesus. You're dead to sin. You're dead to sin. Sickness went 2,000 years ago. My body is healed. See, I'm going to control my thoughts with the Word of God. I'm going to speak the Word of God. And if you'll just train yourself on a daily basis to speak those things you're dead to and speak those things you're alive to, that's called walking in the Spirit. Amen? For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. In other words, the flesh don't want to do what the Spirit wants to do or the Word of God wants to do because it don't know how to do it. It doesn't understand it. And we'll talk about those things. It'll bring more light and revelation to you. I've been doing this for many, many years and kept my body healed. And I've gotten victory over sickness and disease and multiple sclerosis and booze and drugs and a death wish and all that stuff. And amen, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit. There's a war going on. And the Spirit against the flesh, these are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you wish. We all wish to do certain things, but it's not of the Spirit. And so God gives us the Word of God, gives us the Holy Spirit, and He says, you ought to have two confessions, what you're dead to and what you're alive to. Amen? It'll bring victory in your mind, victory in your marriage, victory in your children, victory in your body. It'll bring victory into your finances because you're alive to the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. You're alive to it. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. I was telling somebody in my office tonight that Jesus taught, if you don't learn good stewardship, learn about money. You see, Jesus talked about money, and he said, if you don't learn money, you probably won't be a good steward over the gifts and so on and so forth. For some reason, he says that money has some kind of a thing that sways us, and so if you're not a good steward over money, don't know how to handle it, you probably won't know how to handle faith and the gifts and so on and so forth. That's what Jesus taught. Hallelujah. Turn now, if you would, Steve, to 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah. Praise. This is all walking in the Spirit, saints. Who himself bore our sins, say he took my sins in his own body on the tree. That we having died to sin, see, we get victory in the stripes on his back. We get victory under the blood covenant, but no one talks about his death when he died. So when he died, all of that went with him. And you and I can now have a confession and say, I'm dead to sin. So when sin comes to your thinking, you will say to it, I'm dead to sin. Two confessions, what you're dead to and what you're alive to. Amen? So who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. That's what God wants us to live. For righteousness, I am in right standing with God through Jesus Christ, by whose stripes you were healed. Not that you're going to be healed, you were healed. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
2,000 years ago. Hang with me now, guys. Don't go off somewhere. Hallelujah. So you ought to be seeking righteousness. So Jesus is righteous. So you're going to confess alive, I'm alive in righteousness in Christ. I'm alive in his grace. I'm alive in his mercy. I'm alive in his compassion. I'm alive in his love. I'm alive in his forgiveness. I'm alive in his gifts. Amen? You are alive with righteousness. You are in right standing with Father God. You can stand in the presence of God because Jesus has qualified you. Amen? So you should be talking about righteousness. So that's what you're alive to. Because he's righteous, I'm righteous. Because he's the Lord of grace, I have grace or mercy or compassion. Amen? So you're going to have two confessions, what you're dead to and what you're alive to. You don't want the enemy throwing sins in your mind. Everybody gets tempted. I don't care who we are. We get tempted with thoughts in our mind. Don't we? And so you need to speak to that and say, like I did to my side, I said, Jesus took this. Before I could count to one, it was gone. And it was enough pain to get my attention to almost buckle me. And it was gone. I don't know if God allowed that to see if I would speak alive stuff. Jesus took that. But it left as quick as it came. And so God wants us to learn what Jesus took. He wants us to have victory through his death, and most of all, through his resurrection. So he took your sins, so you're going to speak, I'm dead to sin. You were healed 2,000 years ago, so you ain't going to try to be healed. You were healed 2,000 years ago. If you get this revelation, saints, it'll really turn you loose. Now, in the resurrection, you have resurrected into righteousness. You have resurrected into grace. You have resurrected into his love. You have resurrected into his mercy and his compassion, and on and on and on. When he came out of the grave, you see, everything he took for us was left in the grave. So you want to know the victory of the grave. That means things you're dead to and things you're alive to. So God would want you to understand the resurrection power. So he gives you and I a Holy Spirit to teach us how to walk in the resurrection power. He'll teach you and counsel you and comfort you. And he'll bring scriptures to you. He takes from Jesus and gives to us. He reminds me of everything that Jesus has said. That's how I get the victory. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, Jesus is my gift. So when you accepted Jesus, it was a gift, right? The gifts are a gift. Forgiveness is a gift. Righteousness, grace, and mercy. So when you accepted Jesus, you didn't accept just a part of him. You accepted all of him, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Now turn, if you would, Steve, to Colossians 1, 13. We'll start with 13. Now everybody says, well, I know all of that. Well, how come you ain't doing it? How come you're all messed up and you're thinking? Hallelujah. 1, starting with verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. See, these are the things you've got to confess. These are the things you're alive. I have been delivered from the powers of darkness. And if you walk in light, no darkness can shine through the light. No darkness can come through the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into his kingdom of the Son of his love. You see, these things are important if we confess this. No, sir. I am delivered from the powers of darkness. I am delivered from Satan. I am delivered from sickness. I am delivered from disease. I am delivered. I am freed by Jesus. And so my renewed mind is going to be, I'm going to remind my mind that I have been delivered from that. And if Satan comes to me, I have been delivered from you. I have the victory. Say, I have the victory. I have been delivered from the powers of darkness. Now that takes in a lot of stuff. In verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Say, I'm forgiven. I'm dead to sin. I'm in the resurrection power of Jesus. Verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things, listen now, saints, don't lose this, all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He created principalities and powers. Do you know that? Do you know what the power of principalities are? Have you ever thought about what the powers are? Well, before we go there, Colossians 2:15. Stay, please. And you once were alienated, enemies in your mind. No, I'm in the wrong one. Wait a minute. What did I say? 2:15. Yeah, 2:15. There you go. Okay, there you go, Elroy. Having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. Listen, saints, you know what the powers he disarmed? You know what they are? Bitterness, anger, generational curses, jealousy. These are all powers of the principalities and powers. And these are the things that we struggle with, and they come from them, that spirit, but he disarmed them. So if you have a confession of what you're dead to and what you're alive to, you see, you'll recognize what's coming into your mind, and that there's the spirit, principalities, and powers. That's their power, but they have been disarmed. So you have authority over jealousy. You have authority over anger. You have authority over generational curses. You have authority over sexual things. And I can go through a whole bunch of things that are powers of the principalities and powers that he disarmed. So when you hear that come into your mind, you see, you can take authority over it because they've been disarmed. Their powers have been disarmed. So you're alive to Jesus. You're alive to his name. You now have the authority that you can take authority over bitterness, anger, unforgiveness. You can take authority over generational curses. You can take authority over jealousy, gluttony, impatience, generational curses, sexual impurity. These are all powers that the principalities and powers that Jesus disarmed. Most people think, well, no, that's the works of the flesh. No, they're not. The works of the flesh are found in Galatians. These are not found in there. Maybe one or two of them are, but listen to me tell you, saints, he disarmed these principalities and powers. All of us get caught up in anger and bitterness. And we wonder why we're so angry, we're so bitter about this or that. Well, he defeated that. And if you start confessing you're alive to his power, his Holy Spirit, to his name, you see, you're not going to allow that to control your life. Everybody is trying to, the principalities and powers are trying to influence the body of Christ. They really are. But they've been disarmed. Well, if they've been disarmed, how come then they can cause that to come into you? Because that door has been left open. You haven't told the principalities of powers they can't enter. Or if they enter, they can't stay. You left that door. You know what we do? We go after finances, all the teachings on finances, and we leave the doors open where Jesus has defeated or disarmed the principalities and powers. What you have died to. Them doors are left open, so the enemy throws darts through those doors. So you got to constantly have a confession daily, you see, telling those principalities and powers. Shut the door to him. Tell him, anger can't come into my life. Generational curses cannot come into my life. I was healed 2,000 years ago. I am dead to sin. I am alive. I'm in the resurrection power. I am in right standing with God. Amen? I have grace and favor. I have mercy and compassion. I have the power of the Holy Spirit. That becomes your confession if you're going to walk in the Spirit. If you chase one thing in Scripture and don't grow up spiritually, you'll leave the doors open for him to throw darts in your mind. So there's a certain amount of things you should do daily. That doesn't mean reading the Bible 10 hours or quoting 20,000 scriptures. That simply means is speaking what you're dead to and speaking what you're alive to. And learn that. Get the doors closed to Satan. Don't let him throw darts in your mind. Amen? So he disarmed the principalities and powers, Ephesians 6:16, Steve. See, I work at this. I've learned this. It set me free. And I still work at it every day. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, as Jesus, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All of them. Amen? So I'm going to hold the shield of faith up. I'm going to speak what I'm dead to. I'm going to speak what I'm alive to. You see? I'm going to speak righteousness and grace and mercy. That's going to be my confession. I'm going to free my mind. I'm going to free my marriage. I'm going to free my finances. Say, I'm in right standing with God. I have great mercy. I have great grace. I have great favor with God. Jesus has made that way for me. And I have stepped through the door. And I'm alive. With his spirit, his power, I will let his mind be in me. See, you can't leave any doors open for the enemy Because the doubts will come in. You got to hold the shield of faith up. You got to speak what you're dead to. You're dead to sin. You were healed 2,000 years ago. You came out of the grave with Jesus. You was resurrected with Jesus. Even though you wasn't there, you accepted Jesus. You was resurrected with Jesus. So you're walking in the resurrection power. You're not walking in sin. You're not walking in sickness. You're not walking in poverty. You're walking in the resurrection power. And you're going to speak it. That's what you're alive to. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 8. If you would, Steve. Starting with verse 5. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 5 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." See, you got to start saying what you're dead to, what you're alive to. That's things of the Spirit. See, the mind has all kinds of problems with the supernatural. Do you know that? And it goes on, "For to be carnally minded is death," that separation from God. So anytime we allow the mind, those doubts come in, you see, and we get anger, we get bitterness, we enter generational curses and all these different things, we don't realize we got to hold the shield up and we got to shut those doors. Don't allow those doubts to come in because it'll separate you from God. It'll get you in sin and it'll get you separated from God. You know what walking in holiness is? Being led by the Spirit. It isn't going around and all this stuff and out. You're better than someone else. It's walking in the Spirit. It's led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's holy. Amen? Amen. To be kindly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Jesus said, "I left peace with you." Don't let your heart be troubled. See, people are troubled about all kinds of things. You know why? It's probably being caused by principalities and powers that he disarmed, but you have left the door open, and so he's throwing those dots in, and so you're troubled the way you're thinking. You're troubled with what's going on in your life, with your finances, maybe with your marriage. You're troubled. And he said, don't let your heart be troubled. The peace I leave with you is supernatural peace, because if you keep getting troubled, you'll get into fear. Amen? For to be kindly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now listen now, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor can be. You know why? See, when you wasn't saved, your mind couldn't be subject to God. Even after you got saved, it couldn't be subject to God. It has to be taught by the Word and taught by the Holy Spirit, because it doesn't know spiritual things. So God gives us the Holy Spirit and the written Word of God, so I will confess what I'm dead to, I will confess what I'm alive to. Because your mind doesn't have the ability to serve God and to know things of God. The Spirit, when he comes in your life after being born again, the Spirit teaches your mind. Amen? Now a lot of people say, well, all this stuff and everything else, well, then stay in muck. Stay separated from God. Stay in sin. See, I'm telling you what, saints, you have a power to be separated. See, you're dead to sin. Say, I'm dead to sin. You have to say this the rest of your life. You're dead to sin. See, you're alive to righteousness and mercy and grace and compassion and the gifts of the Spirit. That's what you're alive to. Because those are spiritual things. Now, the flesh is going to argue with you. You've got to close those doors, saints. You've got to keep them closed. So every day you need to speak what you're dead to and what you're alive to. See, and you are dead to principle. They have no power. They've been disarmed. You and I have been armed with the name of Jesus, with the resurrection power, with righteousness and grace and mercy and the Spirit of the living God. You have been armed. He has been disarmed. That's what happened up there in Aurora. That's all satanic up there. Eventually, the devil got someone's mind. The guy was an honor student. He was very smart, very brilliant. But it went the other way. You know why? He wanted to be somebody. So he wanted to be in the medical field, and he wanted to be in that neurosurgical thing, but he wanted to be known for something really special because he was so smart. That's what he figured out to be known by. And, of course, that's all satanic. So then those who are, verse 8, then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Did you ever think for a moment, gee, what's, is God mad at me or something? Why isn't this stuff working? Well, the answer is you're in the flesh. You got to speak what you're dead to. You got to speak what you're alive to. And you got to walk in the resurrection power. You got to confess the resurrection power. You got to hold the shield of faith up. This is walking in the Spirit. Now, some of you may say, I don't know if I can. This is a lot of work. I don't know if I can do that. You're not doing it. It's the Spirit of God in you that's doing it. Amen? Hallelujah. But you are not in the flesh, in verse 9, in the Spirit. But if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to talk about, and Christ is in your body, is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Say, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. I am righteous. See, you can't grieve the Holy Spirit. You got to say what the Spirit of God or the Word of God says. I am righteous. You may not want to call yourself that, but it's based on Jesus. It ain't based on anything you and I have ever done. It's based on Jesus. But that's where faith comes in. That's where calling those things that are not as though they are. God started this whole thing with Abraham. Everybody doesn't, if you don't get a hold of this, man, he started calling those things in Abraham's life before he even got it. Before they even came. Hallelujah. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, in verse 11, dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. He'll give life to your mortal bodies. He'll give a fresh anointing when you need it. He'll give peace when you need it. He'll give love when you need it. He'll give knowledge of Jesus or wisdom of Jesus. All knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. He'll give you that knowledge. He'll give you that wisdom. He'll get you to speak the resurrection power. He'll get you to be free in your mind, spirit, and soul. You'll be free in all three areas, saints. If you can get a hold of walking in the Spirit, and it's simply confessing what you're dead to and what you're alive to. You don't want the devil to ever think you're alive to sin. You're dead to sin. Amen? And you were healed 2,000 years ago. You're not working to get healed. You are healed. And if you haven't taught yourself that, sickness will come on you. And you'll stand there wondering, oh, I wonder what's wrong, man. I tithe, I pray, I read the Word of God. You don't have the revelation of the cross. You don't have the revelation that you were healed. You're not going to be healed. You were healed. And you got to teach your mind that. You got to teach your body that. So I can stand around today and at home, and if something comes on me, I say, Jesus took that. It leaves immediately. I have problems with trying to get it to leave people. Because you know why? We all want to do some kind of penance. We really do. I mean, this is not the Catholic religion. We're not going to say 20 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers. We're not going to do repentance. You are free. And I'm not coming against them. If they want to believe that and do that, that's fine. But that's not what Scripture tells us to do. You've got to believe you're free. Your mind can't do it by itself. It has to be taught by the Spirit. Then you become a doer of God's Word. You hold the shield up. You've got to close those doors, saints. Guilt and condemnation. There's a law of the Spirit in Christ that's freed us if we obey the law of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Your mind don't have the ability to do anything for God. Ain't that something? So I have to keep telling myself, and I have to keep closing those doors. Because the principalities and powers, if I don't know they've been defeated, they're going to come in my life with bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness. These are all powers of the principalities and powers that have been defeated by Jesus, but they're still around. That's why you see it in the world, but you shouldn't see it in the body of Christ or individual members of the body of Christ. The powers of the principalities and powers are control, insecurity, self-pity, loneliness, depression, despair, discouraged. These are all powers of the principalities and powers that Jesus defeated. He said, I've given you now power over that. They've been defeated. But if you're angry or bitter, you just think that's a part of your family tree or part of your life, or he made me bitter, he made me anger, there's a spirit behind it. Do you understand that? Now, he created the principalities and powers and then disarmed them. But you see him walking, working in the world. We don't want to see him working in the church or individuals. So I want to recognize the principality, the powers he has. I know they've been defeated. You see, principalities and powers have been defeated. That means I have authority. So when the thought of anger comes in me, I bind you, you principalities and powers, in the name of Jesus. You must leave. And anger will leave. Bitterness will leave. Unforgiveness will leave. And you'll begin to realize, even though he's been disarmed, he's been playing with your mind because you've left some doors open. The Bible says the church ought to be telling the principalities and powers, not the principalities and powers telling the church. There's generational curses. Emotional problems, physical problems, insanity, word curses. These are all powers that have been disarmed, but they're out there. So I'm going to know what they are, and I'm going to hold the shield up, and I'm going to close the door to anger. I'm going to bind anger in the name of Jesus. I'm going to bind bitterness in the name of Jesus. I'm going to bind generational curses in the name of Jesus. See, if you don't bind them, you don't take authority, you don't show them that you have authority, you leave that door open. Before you know it, you're struggling with oppression or depression, and you wonder why. But he disarmed them. You and I got to close the doors. You got to understand what they are, and you got to close the doors. You got to take authority over it because he's given us authority. So in reality, if he's closed the door, those are all sin. You are dead to sin, so you are dead to bitterness and anger and homosexuality or generational curses and so on and so forth. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever represents sin, you're dead to. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know that you're dead to sin, so you got to close the door. When anger tries to come, I'm dead to that. The mind don't know how to do it, but the Spirit of God in you does know how. Amen? So if he said, I created the principalities and powers, and I disarmed them for you, you see, I'm alive to Christ. I'm alive to the power of the Holy Spirit in me. The Spirit in me is going to teach this because the mind don't know how to do it. It doesn't know how to obey God. It probably will receive bitterness or anger if someone, it'll probably receive a generational curses if you leave the door open. And you'll wonder why. What do you think is happening in the world today? I mean, the whole thing is going crazy. He shouldn't be in the churches. He shouldn't be in Christians. Christian means Christ-like. But Christians are just going to church, and they don't know their authority. They don't have a confession of what they're dead to and a confession of what they're alive to. Your mind cannot do anything as far as God's concerned by itself. It doesn't have the ability. It doesn't want to obey God. It can't obey God. Doesn't that sound strange? When you're born again, it should obey God? No, you obey God because it doesn't know how to do it. So the Spirit teaches the mind how to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, it ain't no point in talking on. If you're interested anymore, The DVDs and CDs right back there. If you're really wanting to be free and help other people how to be free, see, you need to learn this. You need to learn what when Jesus defeated the principalities and powers, what their power really is. And it's all the things I named and much more. I could go into each one. I'd have to have you here till next Sunday, speaking on every one of them. Because when you're in bitterness, I've had this in my thing for years. When you're in bitterness, a root of resentment comes. Then hatred. Then unforgiveness. Then violence. Then a temper. Then anger. That all comes under bitterness. So if you leave the door open for bitterness, the principalities and powers will get you to be angry. Be hatred in you. These are roots he'll build into you. Even though he's been defeated. It's in everybody's life today. There's a lot of people you can't get them to understand understanding spiritual things. See, we want to go to church and just have some fun. Well, we should have some joy and some laughter at different times as the Spirit of God moves us to do that. But you need to learn, you see, how to have a confession of things you're dead to and things you're alive to. And if you do, you'll be walking in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you would, Jeff, number 7 in the orange, please. Hallelujah. Don't you want to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit? Where would we be if we didn't have the Holy Spirit in us as born-again Christians? With the Holy Spirit, you can learn anything you want to learn about God, and it becomes yours. When you learn it, you confess it, it's in your mind, renewed mind, it's yours. See, I don't think we have learned how to walk in the power and the blessings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have. Me and my wife have. Our home has. Our finances have. You see? Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for the dove you sent to me when I was in need.
Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for the joy when I first spoke. Or rather, when you first spoke through me, for what you're doing in our world in this day, oh, I'm privileged to be a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. In these last days, you're pouring out of your love, just the way you said it'd be. There are hands reaching up, and the Spirit's coming down. They're singing their songs of jubilee. There's healing of the mind and the soul of every man. You're meeting all of our needs. I'm a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. It's the beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free.
See, the Holy Spirit is setting us free, isn't he? Breaking down those walls. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, if anybody has anger or bitterness, oppression, depression, or something in your body, you need to start saying right now, Jesus took that. And you need to take authority over the principalities and powers. They've been disarmed. You have been disarmed and armed with the name of Jesus and authority and so on and so forth. And those thoughts should not be in your mind. You should not be having those emotions, because those thoughts are causing emotions. You shouldn't be having that. So you got to start tonight, saints. If you want to be free, you got to start tonight saying what you're dead to and what you're alive to. It has to be your confession the rest of your life. Amen? Eventually, you'll get to a point when you say, Jesus took that, it'll go. It may go tonight. You see, I think he can set people's minds free tonight. Amen? It's the point is, can you hang on to it? See? So this word you're hearing tonight, it's to build you up and cause you to believe in Jesus Christ. And you get to operate in some areas and close some doors that maybe have been open to you for a long time. Sometimes it comes through parents, the generational curses. You've got to believe that those principalities of powers, those things are not going to live in your life. They have been disarmed. And so Jesus took it. Jesus disarmed it. You and I get the benefits of what Jesus disarmed. Amen? But you just can't sit there like a blob. You got to say something. And so you got to start learning how to say, Jesus took it. You see? So you want the benefit of the stripes on his back. You want the benefits of the blood. You want the benefits of the death. You want the benefits of the resurrection. Amen? All of that he done for us. And the Spirit of God is with us to help us get those benefits. And you got to close doors, saints. You can't leave doors open to sexual things or sin or anger or bitterness or generational things or condemnation or guilt. You got to close those doors. Take authority over it. Close those dang doors. Because if you don't, saints, he'll ruin marriages, he'll ruin your life, he'll ruin your physical body, because sickness will come from those open doors. Amen? Hallelujah. Whoever wants prayer for any of that stuff we talked about tonight, you don't have to tell me, don't tell me nothing. Okay? Just believe he took it. And when you get up here, when I pray for you, it's going to be gone, whatever that may be. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I believe in Jesus. Praise God. If you want prayer about anything, come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Everybody up here, raise your hands now. Worship God. I don't know what's going on in your lives. Only you and God know. But say, Jesus took it. I shall not live in it. Not one more moment. I release my faith and confess that Jesus took it. I was healed 2,000 years ago. I am dead to sin. I have authority over principalities and powers. They have been disarmed. And I thank you, Jesus, tonight, victory is mine because you took it. And I am in right standing. And I have grace. And I have mercy. And I have compassion. And I have the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all mine. And I'm speaking it now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we call upon the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit, Lord. I touch thee right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Power, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, you took it all, Jesus. You took it all, Jesus. Now I call upon the power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. You took it all, Jesus. I call upon your power. The power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Make it all go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. You took it all, Jesus. She's free, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. We call upon the power. You took it all, Jesus. No sickness. She is healed already. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The power of Jesus. Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of Jesus, hallelujah. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus, hallelujah. You took it all, Jesus. You died broke that we may have be rich, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for the blessings of Abraham through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We close the door. We close the door and hold the shield of faith up against the principalities and powers. We are in the Spirit. We are blessed in the Spirit. Blessed with the resurrection power. Blessed with righteousness. Blessed with grace. Blessed with compassion. Blessed with the anointing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, right now I touch him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you. You took it, Jesus. You took it all, Lord. There cannot be no mind problems in your presence, Jesus. You are the great healer. You are the great resurrection power. So right now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that this man, by the power of Jesus, be freed, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. I free him now and call upon the power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Nothing can stand. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Everything's going down. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything out of his mind. Everything out of his emotions. The power of Jesus. I call upon the power of Jesus. Not ours, Lord, but your power. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Free him, Lord. Free him, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Do you have any trouble with alcohol? Little. Little? How little? Every day? 2 days a week?
Every day.
Every day. Do you believe in the power of Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Did you feel anything when I prayed for you?
Yes, I did.
What did you feel?
I feel I need to quit.
Oh, you're convicted, you need to quit. Do you call upon him to help you quit?
I am.
You are. Tomorrow you're going to start talking about the resurrection power, right?
Yes.
You're righteous. You're not guilty or under condemnation. You're free from booze.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Father God, we thank you. We praise you right now. He has spoken it out, Lord. And we call upon the power of Jesus. He calls upon the power of Jesus. No generational curses. No principalities and powers. No taste for alcohol is going now. Because I call upon your power, Jesus, to free this man from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, she's looking deep into your word, deep into your spirit. So, Father God, I thank you and I praise you as I call upon your power. This is your daughter. Power, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The wonderful peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. From glory to glory, Lord. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where are you ill?
My heart. My husband's in the hospital.
With?
Anoxic brain damage.
Brain damage? What happened to him?
He fell asleep on the floor in an awkward position and cut off the oxygen to his brain. Nobody knows how long.
Really? Is he in a coma?
No.
But he just can't function, you mean?
Right.
Father God, I touch her. What's his first name?
Dave.
Father God, right now, I touch her, Lord, and I speak to Dave's brain right now in Jesus' name. I bind you, Satan, from that brain. I bind sickness and disease from that brain. I call upon you, Lord Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus going into his brain. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus, hallelujah. The power of Jesus going into that brain. The resurrection power of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory that the brain is now functioning. I call it forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, power of Jesus, power of Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus, power of Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. What hospital is he in there? Do you go see him often, or?
Two or three times a day.
Oh, a day, really? Now, when you walk in there, you're going to expect to see a change, right? She may be meeting you and saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Whose report you're going to believe? You're going to believe the report of the prayer.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Amen. God bless you, dear. You bet. Oh. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, Father God, we love you tonight. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your glory, your presence. We thank you for healing that brain, Lord. We call those things that are not as though they are. We called upon your power, Jesus. Nothing can stand against your power, Lord Jesus. In everybody's life whom I touch tonight in the name of Jesus and call upon your power, Jesus, will be changed. Will be changed, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord. There is somebody who is heavily discouraged, and God is binding that right now. Jesus said he's binding that. He's helping you to come out of that discouragement right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Did you feel that, ladies back there? Did you feel the power of God when you was up here? I just want to know. Right? God says you're hiding from some things. And God's going to give you the boldness to come out of that. You have drawn back into your own self. You've closed your own door. You think you're your own hero. But God's going to help you come out of that. God's going to change some things that you're going to see his love and know that he cares about you. And you're going to have a freedom in your mind that you haven't had for some time. You're going to have a freedom in your emotions that you haven't had for some time, because God is on your side and God is with you. But you have kind of become your own protector. You've kind of made your own decisions and everything else. And the Holy Spirit in you is going to help you change that. You're going to walk on a highway called Freedom Highway. And it's a highway that God puts you on, where only you and God are going to walk together. And he's going to teach you a lot of things. He brought Paul out in the desert and taught him a lot of things. He's going to bring you on the highway of freedom and teach you a lot of things. Just go with him. Trust in him. Have faith in him. He'll never let you down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, we lift you up tonight, Lord Jesus. We bring all the glory to you, Lord Jesus. We draw all attention to you. We just know, Lord, that your word is alive with your life, your spirit, your anointing, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we are dead to sin. And we were healed 2,000 years ago. And when you died, we died with you, Jesus. When we came out of the grave, that's what we're going to be alive to. We're going to be alive to righteousness and grace and mercy and compassion, alive to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, alive to your peace, alive to your knowledge and wisdom, Lord. We call it forth, Lord Jesus, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We're going to be alive to be praying in tongues, Lord. That's a sign from you, Lord. We were talking right directly to you, Father God, and we're going to bring those blessings that you said, these spiritual blessings in Ephesians, Lord, we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. We're going to bring them into our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. In our bodies and our minds are going to experience it. We're going to close every door to Satan. Close every door to principalities and powers. Close every door to the wishes of the flesh, and be led by the Holy Spirit. According to your word, Lord Jesus, we can be free, and we are free as we speak it tonight. Spirit, soul, and body, we have risen above because of your strength and your power. So we will not sink back in the world. We will not be a part of the world. We will be a part of the resurrection power in this world. We will be kingdom children with a kingdom language. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we speak and call those things forth tonight. It's all because of your power and your love, your spirit that's with us and upon us, causes us to have a tongue that's tamed and loosed for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah.